Hi, this is the Grease Man, and welcome to my album. I hope you like it. I played it for a friend of mine, and I said, you listen to it and tell me honestly what you think. And I rolled the tape. When I came back into the room, there he was, wailing away. I said, no. You misunderstood me. I told you were going to listen to offbeat humor. Huh? Anyway, you'll probably listen to this thing and you wonder, Grease, you do need a checkup from the neck up. I mean, what's wrong with you? I mean, how could you be so totally nuts? The guy's nuts. Grab him, huh? Well, I think it's all because of my daughter! I remember one time I made a mistake of bringing Daddy to the radio station with me. Condom craze hit. You know, it used to be you couldn't do nothing about it. Now not only people talking about condoms, they're suggesting they're used to bringing them to the schools and advertising them on the radio and the TV. And we had to come up with this condom commercial that was tastefully done to show you that the safety of using one of them things, not only for birth control, but to prevent contagious disease, is an important thing that should be on everybody's mind. So I brought Daddy in there, and he's sitting there smoking a mentholated Tipperillo, looking at all of us in our three-piece suit, saying, I think we should say, a condom. Use with ease and meant to please. Today's society, a condom. And Daddy said, hell, you know what? Y'all ain't got no snap in your slogans. I said, Dad, please. This is a very important meeting of the sales department. We're trying to come up with a commercial. He said, well, I could come up with a commercial for y'all. I mean, condoms are the easiest things in the world. How about something like this? Before you attack her, wrap your whacker. I said, my God, Father. He said, how about cover your stump before you hump? I said, Daddy. He said, boy, I could go on all day. Y'all in the advertising business, you don't know nothing. How about this? I can do it with my eyes closed. Don't be silly. Protect you, Willie. When in doubt, shroud your spout. If you're not going to sack it, go home and whack it. I said, Daddy, you can't talk like that. He said, son, I can and I will. He said, give me that microphone. Let me get on the radio. I'll tell you. How about this for a slogan? If you think she's spunky, cover your monkey. If you slip between those thighs, be sure to condomize. I says, Daddy, I am so humiliated. Well, everybody is horrified at work. Their faces were drained to color. They're looking at me to say, why did you bring this man in here? Daddy, I said, come on, Daddy. And I put an arm lock on him that I learned when I was with the police. And I'm leading him out of the room. And Daddy's going, if you go in the heat, package the meat. Especially in December, gift wrap your member. Don't be a fool. Vulcanize your tools. I said, Daddy, come on. And I got him in a come-along hold, and I'm running him through the radio station, and he's still shouting over us. He said, y'all don't know anything about it. Wrap your foil before checking the royal. A crank with armor will never harm her. Before you bang her, wrap you wang her. I said, Daddy, will you shut up? And I'm stuffing paper in his mouth and everything. He said, in case you pork her, before you dork her. He said, when you take off your pants and her blouse, suit up that trouser mouth. I said, Daddy, I said, get out of here. Get out of here. Well, we both went flying through the window. And he got a bad cut in his carotid artery, and blood started to pumping. Pandemonium broke out. And normally you put a tourniquet around somebody when they got an artery like that, but what do you do, put a tourniquet around his neck? Although I was tempted. I was tempted. He passed out from loss of blood, and we had to call an ambulance. I mean, it was unbelievable. And, you know, we're riding along in the ambulance. I'm headed to the hospital, and Daddy gets up on one elbow, and I'm thinking, oh, God, he's going to say, tell Mama I love her goodbye, son. He just went, son, don't be a loner. Cover that boner. I said, shut up, Daddy. Just shut up and lie there.
It's the Best of Grease Man, Volume 1, from DC 101.